the Olympic Games start this week in Paris. The opening ceremony is on Friday. Ireland is sending 133 athletes to the Games, its largest ever team, and around 25,000 Irish fans are expected to descend on Paris to cheer them on. Our reporter Kate Varley is already there. Morning, Kate.
Good morning, Gavin. Well, yes, we're still a couple of days away from the official opening of the Games, but there's definitely a sense of excitement building here in Paris. Some of the city's best-known landmarks have been given an Olympics makeover of sorts. The Eiffel Tower, for instance, now sports those five famous rings, a long-time symbol of the Games. And I have to say, it is quite a spectacular backdrop. And then all along the banks of the Seine, final preparations are underway for a very ambitious and security-heavy opening ceremony on Friday. And what we'll see there is thousands of athletes sailing down the river in a flotilla of barges and boats. And for now, Team Ireland members have started to arrive at the Olympics Village. They'll be among 14,000 athletes and support staff from around the world staying there. Here's what Ireland's chef de mission, or team lead, Gavin Noble, has had to say about that venue.
We've everything set up, ready to go. We've got 62 athletes in, and we've got 16 rowers who've just arrived, just outside. So we've more than half the team already in Paris. But yeah, everything's good. The village is good. Everyone's happy with the room temperatures and everything else. So we're very happy with where we are. Step count should be low in terms of where we are, polyclinic, transport, food. And in my little mad world, those things are important. My joy will be if they enjoy the Games, especially post-event. And we're sort of now having a focus on switching from enjoying the village to very much a focus on performance. This is environment has to be a performance environment, and we're trying to keep it that way.
That's Gavin Noble, Ireland's chef de mission. And Kate, this year marks a special year in the history of Ireland's involvement in the Olympics.
Yeah, it certainly does. This year, we're celebrating 100 years at the Olympics as an independent nation. And that centenary has been marked with a special exhibition here at the Irish Cultural Centre in Paris. And I'm joined now by the centre's director, Nora Hickey. Nora, thanks for speaking to us this morning. I suppose over the next couple of weeks, we're going to be following the athletics, swimming, rowing, boxing, sports that we normally associate with the Olympics. But this exhibition demonstrates that Ireland's first medal came from quite an unlikely, perhaps surprising source.
Exactly. Well, 100 years ago, Ireland won two medals, a silver medal for painting, and that was by Jack B. Yeats for his Liffey Swim. Many of the listeners will know very well that painting, and we have it reproduced here in the courtyard with an exhibition tracing the 100 years of Ireland's participation in the Olympics. Oh, just by the way, the bronze then went to Oliver St. John Gogarty for poetry.
And that Olympics 100 years ago was also in Paris. And Nora, this centre here in this magnificent building, it's not just going to be hosting exhibitions over the next couple of weeks. Plenty more happening here too.
Well, exactly. We have a contemporary exhibition, very immersive, but we also have a concert by Mick Flannery on the 9th of August at 6 o'clock. But I suppose the most exciting part for us is that we'll actually be hosting Team Ireland. So the athletes, very unusual that post-competition, they'll come to us. It's very unusual for a country to offer athletes that additional experience to decompress and to enjoy Paris before they go home. So if people come along to the Centre Culturel Irlandais behind the Pantheon, you know, they can see the exhibitions, maybe catch a gig, have a cup of tea, and also bump into some of our athletes.
Fantastic. Well, so that's what's on offer here at the centre over the next couple of weeks. And just to say, there's plenty more happening elsewhere around the city for visiting fans. There's an official Team Ireland house with live music and watch parties. And the official start of the Games is Friday. We'll see that opening ceremony. But some events, such as the Rugby Sevens, get underway tomorrow. So we're going to expect the Green Army to start arriving in Paris from today. Gavin.
Kate, thank you. And full coverage of the Paris Olympics here on RTE Radio Television and on the RTE Player.